Well, I certainly think that we have not found a very good way of countering their narrative. We have talked for years about developing some sort of counter narrative, which in itself says that we are having to counter what they say and that they are taking the lead in this ideological battle. And I'm afraid that many of our policy actions feed into the story that they like to tell, that the United States is against all Muslims and against Islam, rather than specifically against organizations such as ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Now, you've written a very interesting book called Countering Terrorism. What's it all about?
What we look at in this book is what it is about terrorism itself that makes it such a difficult policy problem. We're not trying to attack any particular political party or administration or institution within the government. We're saying terrorism is just a really hard problem, and why is that so?
Give us a sense of what we're facing when we say terrorism today.
We're dealing actually with a very small number of people, and as I say, very fluid, amorphous sorts of organizations who range from individuals who are inspired by the appeal that comes over the internet to formal organizations with leaders whom we are striking with drone strikes in order to try to degrade their organizations. In between are social networks, people who went to school together, people who are related by family. So it's extremely difficult even to pin down who the adversary is, where the attack will be coming from.
Martha Crenshaw is a senior fellow at the Center for International Security and Cooperation at Stanford University. J.J. Green, WTOP News.